Hello?
Good evening. Yeah, good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. We're just interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues that are affecting your community, and we would like to include your response to this study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 29 or 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or are you 65 and older?
50
can you share your opinion, 50, please?
50 to 64.
Thank you, ma'am. 50 to 64. Thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself, ma'am?
White.
Thank you. Now, moving forward, do you consider yourself to be a Hispanic or Latino ancestry, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio, yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. There was an election in Ohio on November 7, 2023. Did you vote in that election, ma'am? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Now, it's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be for the presidential election taking place in November 2024. Now, how likely would you say that you are to vote on that general election? Very likely? Somewhat likely, maybe? Somewhat unlikely?
Very likely.
Very likely?
Very likely.
Thank you, ma'am. I have your patience. Now, thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States? Is it the jobs in the economy, the low wages, the inflation, the federal deficit, the product shortage, supply chain, the immigration, border security, education, crime, foreign policy, socialism, fascism, walks in, cancel culture, China, supporting Ukraine with their war with Russia, or spending too much in Ukraine and the war with Russia, or Israel, Hamas, Palestine, election security, disinformation propaganda, Donald Trump, or you think is the division of the political parties, polarization, the gun safety, the mass shooting that is going on, the gun violence,
the polarization between the parties.
The political parties. Thank you, ma'am. Now, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day? A few days before the election? A few weeks before the election? Or months before the election? When do you make that decision?
When do I make a decision?
To go to vote. To vote on November 7th.
Oh, to vote? Oh, it was months before.
Months before. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Okay, just a few words. If you have to narrow it down. Just one thing that it was the most important reason that you decided to vote on this election in Ohio. If you can tell me just one reason, that'd be great, ma'am.
The abortion issue.
Okay, that will make you go out there. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Okay, and I'm glad you mentioned that because we're going to talk about that. Here's a summary of one of the issues of this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Now, issue one, summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's reproductive decisions, including, but not limited, to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after the federal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote oppose amending the Ohio Constitution to provide constitutional right to make and carry out one's reproductive decision. Now, after that, based on that summary, how did you vote on issue one? Yes on issue one or no on issue one?
I voted yes, but I thought it almost sounded like you said I'm backwards.
Okay. Well, whatever you understood, that's what's right, ma'am. But,
yeah, that's right. I voted yes, but, I mean, that was to allow the abortion to occur after 6 weeks.
Understood. So what did you vote yes on issue one? And you said that's to allow to get the abortion after the 6 weeks, right?
Correct. Yeah, because Ohio was limiting it to the 6 weeks.
Okay. The 6 weeks. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Okay. Now, did you say you voted yes on issue one in November 7 election in Ohio? What exactly do you decide how you were going to vote? Oh, I'm sorry. When exactly do you decide how you were going to be voted on the issue one? On election day? A few days before the election? A few weeks or months before the election?
Months.
Months before the election on issue one.
Yeah.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you real quick some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please, man, tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. Do you get the news about the elections on the English language TV apps, Spanish language TV apps, or English language radio, or Spanish language radio apps, or English language online digital ads on videos like YouTube, or Spanish language online, like digital ads and videos on YouTube, or like social media like TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook? Or did you receive phone calls or texts from volunteers, or someone came to your door? Or do you saw billboards in yard signs, or direct mail, or the family members or friends talking about the election, or the church, social clubs, or community groups? How do you hear about the election, man?
You want to know all the ways I heard about it, or just
the
major way I heard?
Whatever ways.
All the ways you said? I'm sorry. Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, so on English TV, I think I saw it on Spanish TV as well.
Radio?
Billboards.
No,
I don't really listen to radio.
Okay, billboards.
Billboards. There was direct mailings.
Direct mailing, okay.
And then, of
family
course,
members?
Like, word... Yeah, well, not family members, but friends.
Friends, church, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Okay, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Do you trust your friends and family, the healthcare, the medical professional, faith, religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experience in abortion, men in general, or men who have experience in abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected official, or do you trust Planned Parenthood, or pro-life organization, or celebrities, social media influencers?
Medical professional.
And did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7 election in Ohio that specifically impacted how, if you voted in this election, yes or no?
The way that Ohio tried to change the way constitutional amendments could be, there was a vote in May. No, it wasn't May. I don't remember. It was earlier. It was either the August one or the May one that they tried to change the constitutional. Yeah, so they tried to change it from a 50% to a 60%.
That was the particular thing that specifically impacted how, if you voted.
That was the major. Right? That was the major thing. Yeah.
Because
it's like,
they were trying to change the constitution.
Yeah, they're trying to bully the state into believing one way or another.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on, I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind and how you will vote on issue number one, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, why was that, if you can mention one thing?
Legislation, there shouldn't be... It's between a medical professional and a person. I mean, it's not that I necessarily believe in abortions or anything like that.
Okay.
I just don't think. I don't think it's a business of a bunch of stuffy old men in the state house deciding what should happen to them. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Can I record on your answer why? It's because you want to let that option to the individuals, not the state.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So make it like shorter. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Yeah. Now, moving on. Okay. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind and whether or not you will actually vote, yes or no?
Whether I'll vote yes or no, or whether I would vote, period.
Whether you actually vote on that election, yes or no. Not on that particular issue, but on the election in general. Was
no,
at
I didn't
any
change.
Point during the campaign?
No.
Why was the reason? And the reason why? The same way
because
you mentioned
it was
before?
An important because I it's an important issue and I need to have my voice heard, I guess.
Okay. No, that believe me, that's very smart, and thank you for sharing your opinion. We're almost done. Now I'm going to reach you a series of messages that will use both sides of the issue on one debate on Ohio. Now, after I read this message, please let me know, ma'am, if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Okay, here's the first one. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortion and late-term abortion. But if issue number one passes on the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats to oppose the late-term abortion allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Now, do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
No, I don't believe, I don't believe that that's true.
So not very convincing or not at all
convincing? Not at all convincing.
Okay. How about the next one? Legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after the viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad to ultimately choose not to have an abortion. And this is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Now, how do you find this argument? Very convincing, somewhat, not convincing, or not at all?
Not convincing.
Not very or not at all convincing?
Not very.
Not very convincing. Okay. And government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets government out of the way. Now, how do you find this argument? Very, somewhat convincing? Not very or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
And your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her to get through this. But activists want to take all that away. Under the proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state should not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex change, meaning you could be cut off for the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Now, how do you find this argument? Very, somewhat convincing, not very, or not at all convincing?
Not very convincing.
Okay. And last one, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most of personal decisions. Now, how do you find this argument? Very, somewhat convincing, not convincing, or not at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on, which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans?
Probably Democrats.
Democrats, okay, moving on. Now, so what's the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote on 2024 elections? Let me read the list again real quick, man. Job and economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, product shortages, supply chain, immigration, border security, education, crime, foreign policy, socialism, fascism, healthcare, abortion, global climate change, racism, and race relationships, terrorism, income inequality, gun control, gun safety, mass shooting, gun violence, division of the political parties, polarization, Donald Trump, disinformation, propaganda, election security, Israel, Hamas, Palestine, all the support in Ukraine with the war in Russia, or spending too much time in Ukraine and the war with Russia. If you have to pick one that is facing the United States right now.
Division of the political party. Yeah.
Now, if you have to choose which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Is it going to be the economic issues and inflation, or abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States? What would be the one issue?
Economic.
Is that the big one? Economic? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Economic, yeah.
Now, Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election, yes or no?
Yeah, well, I want to say yes, but
okay.
Typically
no
the
right
political... Yeah, well, no, the only thing I'm saying, I'm hesitating about that is because a lot of times the candidates don't really state outright what their stance is on it.
Understood.
So, I mean, how would it be, how would that influence you then if they don't say it?
Right, like any politics, you know?
Right.
But, right, it's funny. But I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the United States Senate in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for the U.S. Senate, or the Republican Party nominee for the U.S. Senate, for who would you vote? Or are you currently undecided?
I'm undecided at this point.
Okay, would you probably vote for the Republican nominee or the...
Still
undecided.
I'm undecided, but I mean, if it was somebody that was like the hardline Trumper Republican, then it would be anybody but that.
Understand, ma'am. Now, moving on. I'm sorry. Got some issues with the computer. My apologies, ma'am.
That's all right.
Just a moment. Let's see if this goes on here. Yeah, I've been having some trouble. I do appreciate your patience on the line. No, it's still a long way off. You say it was going to be a third party undecided, right? On your
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason why you say because they don't say exactly where they stand on that issue, correct?
Yeah.
That's the reason why? Okay.
Yes, that's true.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving on. Now, just a couple of more questions and we're finished with the interview, ma'am. In which country were you born? United States, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Central America?
United States.
Cuba, Spain? And what country were your parents or grandparents were born? United States, Puerto Rico, Mexico?
United States.
Cuba? United States. Okay.
Yes,
and which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most? The Democratic Party or the Republican Party or some other party?
Independent.
Okay. Yeah, let me write that down real quick. Okay? Thank you, because you didn't give me that option.
So libertarian, if you really want to say. If you want to say it, because that saying independent isn't really a party, right? So probably libertarian.
Well, here's the next question. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative? How do you consider yourself?
Moderate.
Thank you. Okay. And what's your annual household income before taxes? Less than 25, between 25 and 50,000, between 50 and 75,000, 75 to 100,000, or more than 100,000?
Between 25 and 50.
Between 25 and 50. Thank you, ma'am. And now, what is your gender? Male, female, transgender?
Female.
Transgender,
female.
Female. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. It was very kind of you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, man. Thank you very much.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Thank you. But look at this thing.